This shear will cover the material from the middle of Yud Beis Amud Aleph through Yud Beis Amud Beis to the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We are holding on Yud Beis Amud Aleph by the two dots. We're again discussing the details of the Mishnah Daf Beis that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for many things, and the next list that we are now going to discuss is that's Rosh Hashanah Li Yirakos. That's the two dots from the Gemara mentions Uli Yirakos. So Gemara now explains for vegetables. In what sense is Echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah for Yirakos? So the Gemara reads as follows. Tana, we learned the following in a Braisa, Le'Yirakos, Ve'Le'Maisros, Ve'Le'Nedarim. That the first of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for three things, in addition to what we've mentioned up until now. Yirakos, vegetables, Maisros, insofar as that things that grew before Tishrei is considered from the previous year, and therefore you can't take Maiser on things that grow from year one to things that grow from year two after the first of Tishrei. Vilinadarim, and for Nadarim as well, and the Gemara on Amud Beis will explain what it means for Nadarim. So Gemara asks, Liyarakos Maininu, what's the halacha that the first day of Tishrei is considered Rosh Hashanah for Yirakos? What is that? Maiser Yarek. That's Maiser, the fact you take Maiser on vegetables. So Hainu Maisros, that's Maisros itself. So what's why is the Mishnah mentioned? Bryce mentioned Yirakos and Maisros. If Yirakos is just referring to the halacha of Maiser, so Maisros is a redundant statement. It's referring to the same thing. So the Gemara says Tana Durabanan Fiktani Doraisa. First, the Mishnah mentions, or the Bryce mentions things that are only Chayiv and Maiser Midurabanan, and then it mentions things that are Chayiv and Maiser Min HaTorah. So what's the distinction? So it's a big machlokas rishonim, but the simple reading of the Gemara is the things that are regular fruits, regular vegetables, they're only chayiv and maaser midrabbanan. But things that are specially mentioned by the Torah, dagan tirosh veyitzar, which is grain, wine, and oil, are chayiv and maaser min haTorah. And that's a big debate in the rishonim. The Rambam argues, the Rambam thinks maaser haperos is all fruits are chayiv daraisa, but the simple reading of the Gemara would suggest that other things that are not dug into Hirsh V'Yitzar, this is Rashi and Tosfos, they take this position, they're only Chayiv Midrabbana. So, to answer our question, it's not redundant. We first mentioned Yirakos and then Maisos, because Yirakos are Chayiv only Midrabbana, and then Maisos comes to refer to things that are Chayiv and Maiser Minatora. So the Gemara asks, V'lisni Doraisa Bereisha. So the Chayiv Doraisa should mention first. Why does the Braisa go out of order and say Yirakos before Maisos? Which you mentioned first the Chiyuv Daraisa and then the Chiyuv Darabanan. So Gemara answers, I did the Chaviva Lei Akhtama, because there are certain Chavivas that Tana has for Dinim Darabanan, because the Chacham themselves were Mechadish that Din. So he made it, he brought it earlier in the Braisa to show his affection for that Din. So, Vitana Dida, now the Gemara asks the question, because our Mishnah on Daf Beis doesn't mention Yirakos u'Maisos. It just mentions Yirakos. It doesn't mention Maisos at all. So, how come our Mishnah just mentions the Din D'Rabbanan? How come it doesn't mention the Din D'Oraisa? Vitana Didan, Tana D'Rabbanan, V'kol Shekein D'Oraisa. That it mentions the Din D'Rabbanan, and for sure that means to include a Kol Shekein D'Oraisa. That if the Din Maaser D'Rabbanan of Yirakos has a fixed date that you can't go from one year to the next, and once you've passed Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei, that's the cutoff date for that year's taking Maaser on that year's individual product. So if that applies to the Dinim D'Archayiv Midrabbanan, they for sure apply to the Din, to the forms of Maaser that are Maaser D'Oraisa. Why? Because they have a principle called a Tikin Rabbanan Ke'in D'Oraisa Tikin. Whatever Chazal make a takana, they pair that takana after the Dinim D'Oraisa. So it applies to the Din D'Rabbanan, it applies to the Din D'Oraisa as well. Then the Gemara asks, V'lisni Maaser. Why is the Braisa say the Lashon of Maestros? It should say Maaser in the singular. This is one way to read the Gemara, according to one view in Tosfos. So let's read the Gemara this way. It shouldn't say Maaser, it should say Maaser.
Echa Meiser Behema Vecha Meiser Dagon, coming to include Meiser Behema and Meiser Dagon. This is a, again, this is a debate. When is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema? Let's go again. The Gemara asks, Velisni Meiser. Why should it say Meisros in the plural? It should say Meiser in the singular. So the Gemara comes to answer, Echad Meiser Behema, Ve'echad Meiser Dagon. The Brisa intends to convey the view of Rabbi Elazar. That Rabbi Elazar believes that the first day of Tishrei is both Rosh Hashanah, is also Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema, against Rabbi Meir, who thinks that the first day of Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema, the Sugya Daf Chesam and Aleph. So according to one view in the Rishonim, the Gemara is saying that the Brisa has a language of Maestros in the plural coming to convey two different types of Maestros that are Doraisa. The Maester of Maester Dagon and the Maester of Maester Behema. So why say Yerakos, Velisni Yerek? Why doesn't it say... Why say Yerakos? It should say Yerek. It should say Yerek in the singular. The Gemara answers, Tre Gavne Yerek. There are two types of Yerek. There are two types of vegetables. Meaning there are two types of vegetables insofar as the chiyuv of Meiser applies to them. And what does that mean? Because the chiyuv of Meiser only applies when things are completely finished. It's called Gemar Malacha. That once they're Nigmar Malachto LeMeiser, they're fully finished products and now can are Chayiv and Meiser. So these two things, these two different types of vegetables happen, this Gemar Malacha process happens at different stages for each vegetable. Nonetheless, the cutoff date for both of them is still the first day of Tishrei. And the Gemara explains that it's not, because the Mishnah says in Maestros Parakalf Mishnah Hey, Yarak HaNe'agad Mishay Agid. Vishayino Ne'agad Mishay Malias HaKli. That vegetables that are traditionally sold in bunches, in bundles, then they're Gemara Malachas once they're bound together. But things that are sold individually, not bundled together, there's a Gemara Malacha once they fill up the kli. Once all those vegetables go into a kli and that kli gets filled, that's considered Gemara Malacha for them. So, despite the fact that these two things have different stages for Gemara Malacha, the cutoff date of the first day of Tishrei applies to both of them. That's at least one read of the Gemara. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi de Ramaschil Vili Rakos. Meister Yarek L'inin Chadash V'yashan. The halach of Meister Yarek with respect to the old crop and the new crop. She'in Tormen Miyarek HaNilkat Erev Rosh Hashanah HaNilkat Acha Rosh Hashanah. Because you can't take Truma, you can't take Meister, you can't separate the necessary things that you need to separate to eat the grain from 1 year's produce to the next year's produce. Vilna Darim the Kaman Amud Beis Mefarish. The Gemara will explain on Amud Beis. So again, the Gemara asked, "How come has Yerakos and Maestros? That's repetitive." No, Tana Darabana and Viktani Daraisa. Tana Darabana Hashmiacha Sheish Rashana Kavua Lin Chadash V'Yashan B'Maaser Yarek Darabana. When it comes to Maaser Yarek, which is only Darabana. V'hadar tana meiser dagon, the meiser of grain, sha'af lo yom kavua, also is a set day, l'chodesh v'yashin shalom, for its old and for its new. V'tana didan, t'tana li'irakos v'lo tana le'maiseros, again, the Gemara asks, how come our Mishnah on Daf Beis doesn't mention meiser, it only mentions irakos? So tana d'rabbanan, it teaches first the din d'rabbanan, Vashmein of the Yom Kavua lo teaches me as a set day for that. The Kol Shekein Daraisa, for sure it also comes to include the Din Daraisa as well. And then the Gemara asked, how come it says Yerakos? So the answer is because there's two different types of vegetables. Tana Darabanan, Yerak HaNega, the Yerak that's usually sold in bunches. Shedarchu Ba'agudos, it's common ways to be bunched, to be bound together, to be bundled together. Mishay agid, having gorno lemaiser, it's considered it's goren, it's that literally means threshing floor, but that's another way of referring to gemar malacha. for Meiser. The Asr Lechol Mimenu Arai Ad She Asr. Now, once something has Gemar Malach LaMeiser, Lacha is you can't even eat from it temporarily. You can't even have an Achilas Arai until you take Meiser from it. Okay, very good. The Gemara, the bottom two lines here, two lines from the bottom. Tanur Abanan. We're now going to explain some of the dinim of Yerakos from 1 year to the next that you can't take Meister. Likid Yerek, if a person gathered up the vegetables, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Adshel Tavo HaShemesh, before Shkia, if a person's gathering their vegetables in the field before Shkia and Erev Rosh Hashanah of 1 year, V'chazer V'likit, turn the page, Misha Tavo HaShemesh, and then a person gathers once Rosh Hashanah comes in, after Shkia, once Yom Tov comes in, Ein Tormenu Maestrin Zemi, Mizal, you can't take Trumos and Maestros from one Lakita to the next Lakita, because they're considered from two different years. Lefisha Ein Tormenu Maestrin Lomin Achadash Ala Yashan, Vlomin Ayashan Ala Achadash. Because a person can't take Trumos and Maestros from the new product on the old product, or from the old product on the new product. And the Gemara continues, Im ha'isa shniya nechneses l'shlishis, and if it's the second year going into the third year of the Meister cycle, so why does this matter? Because there's a cycle of Meisters. Every single year, a person has to take Meister Rishon and give it to the Levi. But the second and third years alternate. The second year is Meister Sheni, where you take it to Yerushalayim. And the third year is Meister Ani. You're supposed to give a Meister to the poor people. And the fourth year is Meister Sheni. And the fifth year is Meister Ani. And so on. Except during Shemitah, where there's a Petur Trumos of Meisters. Petur Meisters. So, given that fact, the cutoff date is also for these halachos is also Rosh Chodesh Tishrei as well. So therefore, im ha'isa shniya nechneses l'shlishis, if it's the second year of the Meister cycle going into the third year of the Meister cycle, so shniya ma'aser rishon or ma'aser sheni, the one from the second year, on that erev Rosh Hashanah, you can take ma'aser rishon and ma'aser sheni, but shlishis, but the one that's going into the next year, the third year cycle, the third year, Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. You take Maaser Rishon or Maaser Ani. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the source that the third year, there's no Maaser Sheni of the Maaser cycle? Minani Milai, what's the source? Amar Bishu Ben Levi, the Pasuk says, in Sefer Dvarim, Parak Chavav, Pasuk Yud Beis, this is in Parshas Kisavo, Kisichalel La'aseres Kol Ma'aser Tvoscha B'Shana Shlishis Shnas Ma'aser, that when you shall complete taking the Ma'aser, all as Kol Ma'aser Tvoscha, all the Ma'aser of your grain in the third year, the year of the Ma'aser. So what's the diuk? Why does the Pasuk add the words Shnas Ma'aser? Because there's Ma'aser that's knowing the first 2 years as well. So Shana She'inba Ela Meiser Echad. It's only in this year there's only one Meiser. What does that mean? One Meiser? Haketzad? How could it be? Which Meiser is knowing then? Meiser Rishon or Meiser Ani? U Meiser Sheni Yibatel. Oh, Eino Ela Af Meiser Rishon Nami Yibatel. So that's the Gemara's question. Ein Bo Noeg Shana She'ein Bo Ela Meiser Echad. Does it mean literally only one Meiser, or one Meiser out of the two that were Noeg in the 2 years prior? So we know that we're not going to have all three, but we don't know if we're going to have only one or even two. So the Gemara asks, "Haketzad? How does this work out? Meiser Rishon Meiser Ani U Meiser Sheni Yibatel." Do we have Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni, and we drop Meiser Ani? sorry, Meister Rishon, Meister Ani, we drop Meister Sheni. Oh, Eino Ala Af Meister Rishon Nami Yibato. Or do we even drop Meister Rishon? We only have Meister Ani. Literally, it's the year of the sole amount of the sole Meister, the only time. The only Meister. Tamun Lomar, the Pasuk teaches us, that referring to the responsibility of the Levim to take Trumas Meiser, which is that they have to take Meiser from their Meiser, the Pasuk still says that the Pasuk still seems to imply that the fact that the Levim get Meiser in general is like a form of Nachla, is a form of inheritance. And the Gemara explains, Hikisho Akasov Lenachla, that the fact that Levim get Maaser Rishon is almost a type of Yerusha, a type of inheritance for them. Ma Nachla in Lahafsek, just as Yerusha, Nachla, inheritance, never stops, it goes on and on forever, from one generation to the next. Af Maaser Rishon in Lahafsek. So too Maaser Rishon never stops. In which case, if Maaser Rishon never stops, then it has to be a miut on Maaser Sheni. So therefore, during this third year, you get Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, but you don't drop Maaser Sheni. So the Gemara says, Tayami Hachi, another price that supports this. It's a year in which we only have one Maaser, the third year of the Maaser cycle. Haketzad, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani. Maaser Sheni Yibatel, that we have Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, we lose Maaser Rishon and Maaser Ani, we lose Maaser Sheni. Yachal Af Maaser Rishon Nami Yibatel. You might think that we even lose Maaser Rishon. Tamun Lomar Ubaha Levi. The Pasuk says, referring to the third year, the Levi shall come. Kol Zman Sheba Tein Lo. Anytime the Levi comes, you have to give him Maaser Rishon. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's clear Maaser Rishon is always knowing no matter what. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Eino Tzarach, we don't even need this limud. Hari Omer v'alevim taber ma'amata lehem kisichu meis b'nei Yisrael sa ma'aser shnasat lechem meitam menachal aschem. That it calls Maaser Rishon an achla. Hikishu akasla an achla. Ma nachla in lehefseik, af Maaser Rishon ein lo hefseik. So given that source, we can assume according to Rabbi Eliezer that we don't need an extra source that Maaser Rishon happens whenever the Levi asks for it. In any event, we now know that Maaser Rishon never stops, so it must be during the third year, Maaser Sheni gets dropped and we replace it with Maaser Ani to a certain degree. Let's go back to Rashi on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Liket Yerek. What does this brisa teach me? Ashma'ino, it teaches me the bottom Rashi, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, di Yerek Basa Likita Azalei Maaser. That Yerek, for its Maaser, for its kvius lemaiser goes based on lakita. Different things go, some things go based on chanata, blossoming, some things go based on lakita, the gathering in. The afa pisha gado bishana achas in milka bishteshtonim have a chalish briyashin. Even if it grew in over the span of 1 year, if it's lakita happens in 2 different years, those are considered 2 different years for the meiser cycle. Shein tormina chalish ala yashan, because we can't take truma or meiser like we said before from new on to old. Tichziv shana shana, year by year. That's the makor, that's the source for ein tormim min achara shala yashan. That has to be done year by year, shana shana. Turn the page of Bezim and Bez top Rashi. Shnia, mashanilka bishana shnia, that which has been gathered in during the second year, shel shmita, is maaser rishon lelevi, maaser sheni b'yushalayim, umashanilka bishana shlishi, is maaser rishon and maaser ani. So minani mile the shlishis ino noig ba maaser sheni, that the third year doesn't have maaser sheni, that maaser sheni doesn't apply during the third year. Shana shein noig al echad. The makar is that there's that only one form of maaser applies during that year. Mina maaser shenagu b'shtei shanim shelefaneh. That of the maasers that apply in the years before, only one of them applies. Okay, so how could that be? Maaser Rishon yitein kederach shenasan al hayna. Maaser Rishon applies just like it's applied the year before. Umaaser Ani Yosef makol Maaser Sheni. You add in Maaser Ani in the place of Maaser Sheni. Kedichsiv lager v'liasom v'alana. that you have to give it to the stranger, the convert, the orphan, the widow, who Meister Ani, they're first to Meister Ani. Oh, Af Meister Rishon Yivatel, you might think you even drop Meister Rishon as well. Vishnas Ha Meister Chad Ka'amar literally means one form of Meister. Hahid Mefarish, Va'azalevi, Lagerli Asom Vlamana, Vu Meister Ani, that this one Meister goes to all these people. Sha'af Levi Bechal Ani, Shein Lo Chelek Ba'aretz, because even a Levi, in one sense, is Bechal Anim, because he doesn't have any formal Nachlas Ha'aretz. The Levim don't get Nachla, they have their special cities, the Ari HaLevim. They don't get formal nachla. So the pasuk teaches me, no, uva halevi lemaisa rishon calls man shaba. If any time he comes, he gets v'ha b'shana shlishis k'siv miktash shalosh anim uva halevi. This is referring to the third year of the maaser cycle as well. Okay. The brises we mentioned, Yud Beis and Aleph, mentioned that the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah l'nedarim. So in the middle of Yud Beis and Beis by two dots. Now we're explaining what that means. What does it mean that Rosh Hashanah l'nedarim? Who cares that, what are the nafkaminas, Ladino, who cares that the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Nedarim? Vilna Nedarim, what does it mean for Nedarim? Tanu Rabbanan, Hamudar Hana Michaver Lishana. If a person takes a Neder Hana, that Reuven says that he will not get any benefit from Shimon's stuff for a year, or, that's one way of understanding it, that's one case of a neder, but another case of a neder is if a person says that another person, Reuven says Shimon won't be nana from any of his stuff. But mudar na mechavero in this context means if a person takes a neder hana that he won't benefit from somebody else's stuff. Lishana for 1 year period. Mona shneim asar chodesh. You count 12 months. Miyom liyom from day to day. Vim amar lishana zu that for this year. If a person literally took the neder at Rosh on the 29th day of Elul, so since he got to the first day of Tishrei, the year goes through. So that one day counts as a full year. And afiluman to Amar Yom Echa b'Shana Eino Chashiv Shana, which goes back to the Gemara Dafir Aleph, that Rabbi Eliezer, when it comes to the years of a cow, says 1 year, 1 day in years, and call a full year. So here, why would he agree? Here he would agree because Litzaure Nafshe Kabele Vayt Starele. A person takes another Hana for the purpose of being mitzar himself, a person of putting himself in pain. Let's say Uri Nafshe Kabbalah. He accepts a neder for the purpose of paining himself. Vayit Stirele. And he was pained from the fact that he took the neder for that one day. So therefore, based on the fact that he got pain for that day, it's logical to assume that his das, his knowledge, his thought process was to take a neder for the remainder of that year, even if that's only one day long. So even though Rabbi Eliezer traditionally believes that Yom Echa B'Shana is not called a full year, here he agrees. Ve'ema Nisan, so the Gemara asks the question that we keep on facing, maybe this refers to the first day of Nisan. Who says it refers to the first day of Tishrei? So B'Nedarim, Holich Achar Loshon B'nei Adam. There's a rule in Nedarim that we go based on this traditional way of speaking. And most people, when they say Rosh Hashanah, they think that it refers to the first day of Tishrei. That's how you and I always colloquially refer to Rosh Hashanah. So based on that, Nidarim, when it comes to Nidarim, since most people refer to the first day of Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah, that's how we treat the yearly cycle for Nidarim as well. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Rashi and Raskal Hachi Garcinan, Tanarabon Hamudar Hana, Velo Garcina Minel. And there's no need for a source. We don't need to find a source for this din. Loshem B'nei Adam, the way of people, common way of people speaking. Shein Adam Nodar, El Al Loshem Shu Ragil Adaber. A person only takes a neder, a vow, in the Loshonos that he's normally accustomed to using. Federech B'nei Adam, Likros Tishrei Rosh Hashanah. Most people refer to Tishrei as Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to mention another Mishnah here in the middle of about 10 lines up or so from the bottom, another Mishnah in Maestros, but the different times of the different cycles for different foods, when they become, how they become chayiv and meiser, and what processes they have to go through to become chayiv and meiser, to determine if it's produce the first year or the second year. Like we've already explained that yerek, when it comes to vegetables, goes based on lakita, gathering them in. But not everything goes based on lakita. Other things go based on different natural processes that happen to the food that determines their cycle for meiser. Tanhas, the Mishnah Meister, says, Hatilson, the spices, there are certain kind of spice, or certain kind of bean. It's not clear exactly what tilson are. Misha Titzmach, during the year in which they sprout forth, that's considered the year for maestros. So they go based on, we don't go based on Likita, we don't go based on gathering up the tilson, we go based on the year in which they sprout forth. So once something sprouts forth, it's considered fixed for that year, and it can't be, and during the next year, even if it hasn't been gathered yet, you still can't be maaser from one year to the next year. Hatvua, that when it comes to grain, like regular grain on the that grows in the ground, vazesim and olives, mishivu shlish, they have to be grown. They have to have a third of growth. Once they've grown a third, then they're considered already that year for meiser. So the Gemara asks, my mishatitzmach, what does it mean when things sprout forth? Mishatitzmach lizrayim, that the seedling within the seed within that plant sprouts forth. That the seed within the plant sprouts forth. That's what Misha Titzmach means. Okay. And that's the din for Tilson. In the year in which this Misha Titzmach process happens, that's considered its year for Meiser. Tvua Vazesim Mishivu Shlish. Minari Mile, what's the source for Tvu and Zesim? It's based on Havashlish, it's based on being a third grown. Amrav Asi, Amrav Yochanan, Umatu Ba Mishmei, Tobiosa Glili. Rav Asi says in the name of Yochanan, there are those who turn the Shmua and say it's bringing down the name of Yosef Glili. Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, Miketz Shavashanim, Bemoy Shnasa Shemitah Bechagasukos. When it comes to Hakel, at the end of the 7 years, b'moed, during the holiday of Yom of Sukkot, during the Shnas HaShemitah, Maya Vidite, b'chag HaSukkos, Shminihi. Why are you calling it the Shnas HaShemitah during Sukkot? It's already the 8th year, because it means at the end of the 7-year cycle.